An international rights group says Israeli forces and settlers have killed nearly 2,000 Palestinian children over the past 15 years. The Defense for Children said the situation worsened in 2014 due to widespread use of military force. Now, the group said 553 Palestinian children were killed in Israel's war on Gaza last year, and most of them were under 12 years old. A dozen Palestinian children were also killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds in 2014. They were mainly hit by live bullets. The Defense for Children also said Israel is using Palestinian children on agricultural settlements in cruel conditions. The group said that only an end to the Israeli military occupation will improve the lives of Palestinian children. Now we're joined out of Brisbane in Australia by Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Mr. Egan, why does it seem like Israel is the only entity in the world that can kill children with impunity?
Well, that's a very, very good question. You know, this is a great shame. It's one of the greatest shames that we see in the world, the treatment of Palestinian children. And as you say, they're even using them virtually as slave labor on agricultural settlements. They've been attacking the Palestinians from every angle that they can. And one of the ways that they attack them most is by stealing their children and abusing their children. It's absolutely disgraceful. They seem to target children very much because I think they know it stirs up animosity. But the Palestinians are being attacked from all angles. They really are. I'd like to point out at the moment, you've got Egypt is actually filling the holes. It's actually pumping water into holes along Rafah border, effectively collapsing whatever tunnels are left, thereby effectively destroying any lifeline that the people in Gaza have, and this will effectively starve them out while the world is preoccupied with Europe. You know, the Palestinians have been under attack for so long, and we need sanctions against Israel, we really do, because not only is this atrocity, this blatant attack against children being, you know, the Western world is turning their back on it, but not only that, they're funding it, they're supporting this brutal apartheid regime, and that's exactly what it is. You know, and God knows why there are no sanctions against this country. There absolutely should be, and the occupation of Palestine absolutely has to end. Gaza is in a state of absolute horror at the moment, and if we do not pay attention to what's going on there, I mean, another 4 or 5 years, Gaza simply won't be there because you won't be able to live there, and that'll be 1.8 million people, mainly children, who are just basically being starved out of existence. And it's the same in the West Bank. They just go in there and attack them and do this stuff all the time, bulldoze their homes and attack them, destroy their crops. I mean, it's ridiculous, and we have to pay attention and fix this problem.
And Mr. Egan, how come all the countries that truly pride themselves on being the champions of human rights throughout the world, why do they refuse to hold this, you know, hold Israel accountable for its treatment of children?
Well, because of the influence that Israel has over all the countries, the Zionist influence in all of our governments. I mean, this needs to be made obvious to everybody. I mean, when you look at all of the main government institutions and the main financial institutions, and you look at who controls US foreign policy and basically who has a stranglehold over the UN, when you look at which countries have the power of veto, you see where all this comes from. It's because of the Zionist influence in Western governments, and that's basically what it is, and it cannot be denied, because this influence is there, and we need to address this. We need to put a little bit of honesty and you know, actually use the law the way it's supposed to be used, because these people need to be held accountable for all of these actions. These are absolute crimes against humanity, and we simply should not tolerate this anymore. The people of the world need to stand up and call this for what it is. This is a human rights abuse of massive proportions that is being supported by all of our governments, and we need to call it. We really do need to call it while we still have time.
Thank you, Mr. Egan, for your input. That's from Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, on the subject of Israel killing over 2,000 children in over less than 15 years with no accountability.